by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View. FNBC Community Bankers, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. The Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick GMC in West Plains, and the Mammoth Spring School District. We're going to step away with your Coach's Corner. Be back in just a moment.
Back here on the pregame show, this side is our coach's corner. We're talking to senior boys head coach Seth Godwin. Coach, you not a heartbreaking loss in the Jamboree, but you kind of did lose on a buzzer beater. It kind of stung, but it didn't really matter. And now you move forward to the one that does matter, Mount Vernon Enola, your first game of the season. How have you guys prepared for them?
We've had a really good off season and this week of practice preparing for Mount Vernon. Came in over the weekend, got a little bit of information on them, but it's early in the year. There's not a whole lot of scouting going on. They do bring back one key player off last year's team, Chapman kid. He's number one for them. Real good guard, shifty, athletic. He's number one for them. They lost a good group of seniors, but they bring up a junior high squad that was good in junior high. So I look for them to put a lot of sophomores and young kids around the Chapman kid. We're gonna see a 1-3-1. We're gonna see some man. We are well prepared for both of those. Feel like we're ready to go. We got to control the glass a lot better than we did against Norfolk. Gave up way too many offensive rebounds. Turned the ball over a little bit more than I wanted to against Norfolk. We make a few adjustments. We'll definitely have a chance to win this game tonight.
So, Coach, you were talking about they lost a good group of seniors. They returned one starter this year. How have you guys kind of prepped for the one guy that you know that's coming back that you've seen last season?
We've definitely talked about keying on him in our matchup 2-3. If we do go to man, we'll obviously put Gavin on him. We feel like he's one of our better defenders to guard that kid. But like I said, real athletic kid, going to have to keep him out of the paint, force him to shoot jump shots, contest those the best we can, and keep him off the glass.
All right, so we were talking about first game of the season that matters. You did see your team in the Jamboree, but this is the first game that actually is going to count to your record. It has to feel good to be back. I know COVID cases are down across the area, and you're going to have a full gymnasium tonight. It has to be good to be back and not limit fans.
It is. You know, last year was kind of weird for everybody, coaches, players, fans, everybody. And so a little bit of normalcy back for us. Like I said, we're excited to get this 21-22 season started. For the last several years, we've always kicked off this season with a game over at ICC at the Bad Boy Classic. There's a bunch of good teams over here. And like I said, we get a tough opponent right out of the gate, girls and boys both. It's good to come over here to ICC and see how you match up with the best teams in 1A to get the year started.
All right, Coach, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We're actually not going to take a break here. Bad timing on my end. We are set for tip-off here in the Cougar Den. Mammoth Spring Bears set to take on in their first game of the season, the Mount Vernon Enola Warhawks. Starting the tip for the Mammoth Spring Bears will be number 15, Gavin Boddy. Pretty impressive performance in the blue and white game and the benefit game by him. It's going to be a great season of Bear basketball. Of course, we'll have every play of Bears basketball on the Ecom Sports Network here on K-Country 95. Boddy going to tip it. He lost the tip to number 1, very tall Chapman. Chapman going to start the game for the Warhawks. Chapman with it. Gives it over to number 5. That is Fure. Fure going to give it over to number 2, Rowe. Going to pass it down low to number 4. That's Fure. He's going to miss the layup. And Bears basketball now. Gavin Boddy with it. Boddy going to give it over to Odell. Odell over to Craig. Craig going to drive to a floating Gavin Boddy. And it's up for 2 and good. Impressive play to start the season there by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Good play call by senior boys head coach Seth Godwin. Chapman with it. Going to give it over to Fure. Fure going to pass it down low to number 4. I don't have his name, but it's going to go off out of bounds off of number 4, and it's going to be Bear basketball now. Rogers is going to pass it in. Rogers gives it over to Cray across the timeline. Now over to Odell at the wing. Odell gives it over to Rogers, or Nathaniel Rogers for 3, and it's no good. It's going to roll around the rim and come out. Chapman with it now. Chapman at the top of the key. He gives it over to number 5, Fure, and he's going to be fouled. Or excuse me, no, he double dribbled. He'll be Bear basketball again. So a turnover there by Fure, number 5 for the Warhawks. And Braden Cray going to bring up the basketball now. Cray gives it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers meant to throw it to Gavin Boddy, but it's going to go out of bounds. Turnover there on the Bears. So now Warhawk basketball. And again, it's going to be Chapman bringing it up the floor. 6:40 to play in our first quarter. Chapman gives it over to number 5, Fure. 4 going to give it over to the corner, number 3, Smothers. Smothers going to give it over to Fure. Fure drives down low, puts it up for 2, no good. Boddy with the rebound. He comes down and is going to draw a foul. That foul called on number 5, Fure, and that is his first of the ball game. 6:28 to go in our first quarter. Bears lead 2-0 here. Bears are wearing those blue jerseys. They usually wear the Jordan jerseys. They are the guests on the scoreboard. Boddy gives it over to Blake Rogers. Now over to Nathaniel Rogers. Nathaniel gives it over to Cray. Cray over to Odell. Back to Cray now. Cray going to set up his play. He's outside. Gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers for a three-pointer. It's no good. Blake Rogers going to grab the rebound. It's up in the air now. And a tip by the Warhawks. Number 4 for him now has the basketball. It's going to roll out of bounds. And it's going to be their basketball again. So an interesting play there. Again, Bear basketball off the turnover by the Warhawks. Cray going to bring the basketball up the floor. Jumpman Jones has entered the ballgame for the Bears. Cray with the basketball. Cray outside. And he lost the basketball. Gets it back, though. Gives it over to Blake Rogers. Double zero for the Bears. Now number 10, Nathaniel Rogers. Back over to Cray. Cray with it here. He's guarded by number 5. That is Fure. Cray gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Now in the corner to Boddy. Boddy going to drive down low at the block. Puts it up for 2. No good. Andrew Jones going to pull it back down for 2, and it's good. Andrew Jones with his first 2 points on the season. Now it's going to be Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. That's tipped by Cray. Good turnover by the Bears. Here comes Cray. He puts it up for 2. Shot no good, but he's going to be fouled. So Cray going to get 2 at the free throw line. And foul called on number 5 again. That is Fure, his second foul of the ball game. 5:13 to play in our first quarter. Cray's first free throw up on the way, and it's no good. Again, Braden Cray returns to the Mammoth Spring Bear lineup. Number 5 this year. He missed his second free throw again. Now it's number 3. That is Smothers. Smothers with the basketball. Smothers gets it over to number 4. Back over to Smothers. Smothers gets it across to number 13. Now it's going to be number 1 with the basketball. That is Chapman. Chapman drives down low, gives it outside to Smothers. Smothers for 3, and it's no good. And the Bears are going to let that pass roll out of bounds. Bears are the last one to touch it, and they're going to let it roll out of bounds. And going to be Warhawk basketball now. Got to pay attention to that one. So now number 13 for the Warhawks. He's outside and gets a tip there by Cray. Good defensive play. Rogers guarding number 1, Chapman. He's going to try a three-pointer. No good. It's pulled back down by Whitfield. Whitfield shot no good. Chapman with the offensive rebound. Back up and in for 2, and it's good. So Chapman puts the Warhawks on the board. 4-2 now our score. Boddy with the basketball from the wing, it looks like. His shot no good. Andrew Jones going to get the basketball for the offensive rebound. His shot no good, but he was fouled on the play. So number 32, Andrew Jones. He's already got 2 points in this ballgame. Has a chance of 2 more here. Jones' first one up on the way. And it's no good off the rim. Jones has 1 more coming here. Seth Godwin not very happy with the Bears' performance so far. Jones has 1 more. Jones shot up on the way, and it's good. Jones now with 3 points here in this game. Chapman with it. Chapman going to give it over to Coran. Coran going to give it over to Smothers. Smothers now over to Chapman. Chapman at the wing gives it over to Smothers. Smothers outside gives it back over to Chapman. Chapman skips it across to Coran. He's going to drive down low. Gives it over to number 22, Whitfield. Now back outside to Smothers. Smothers back to Chapman at the top of the key. Now back over to Smothers for a three-pointer, and it's no good. Nathaniel Rogers going to pull down the rebound here for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Number 10 this season. Braden Cray with the basketball. Cray gives it over to double zero, Blake Rogers. He gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Now over to Cray. Cray going to drive inside, gets it down low to Bonnie, gives it outside to Blake Rogers for three, and it's no good. It looks like going to be an over-the-back foul called on Andrew Jones. He tried to jump in there and grab the rebound. Good effort, though, by Andrew Jones, number 32. Number 13 with the basketball here. He's going to bring it up the floor for the Warhawks. Gives it over to number four. Number four back over to Chapman. Chapman. See, I'm trying to find number 13. Now he gives it over to number four. Going to give it outside to Chapman. Chapman drives down low, puts it up for two. Shot no good, but there's going to be a foul called on the play. Looks like it's going to be Bear basketball. Foul called on Chapman. That's his second foul of the ball game here. So Chapman fouls, Bears regain possession, and now Braden Cray going to bring it up the floor. Cray with it, gives it over to Body. Body loses the ball, gets it back though in the corner. Body going to try to pass it back outside. It's intercepted by number 13. 13 drives the ball down the floor, puts it up off the rim, and it's good. So number 13 now with 2 points on the night. We'll try to get his name and number for you at halftime. Cray with the basketball. 5-4 ball game now. Nathaniel Rogers going to go pick up the ball at near the top of the key. Cray with it. Cray dribbles around, trying to pass it down low to Gavin Body. He's going to save it out of bounds, so Body does, and gives it back to Cray. Cray going to give it over to Jones, and he just about lost it again. Jones down in the corner, needs some help. Gives it to a fading Cray, and it's up for two, and it's good. Impressive move there by Cray to put two on the board. That's his first 2 points here of the ball game and of the 21-22 season. There's Chapman with the basketball. He's going to drive down low. It's off the rim. No good. Bears get the rebound. Cray with the basketball. Gives it to a driving Body, and he's going to lose the basketball. Nathaniel Rogers recovers, though. Rogers with it here in the corner. Gives it over to Blake Rogers. Now over to Cray. And for those of you listening, I'll go ahead and clarify. Nathaniel Rogers, Blake Rogers, no relation at all. Cray with the basketball. Gets it stolen away by Chapman. Chapman going to slam it home, and that is two on the board. 7-6, our score here in the first quarter. 1:29 left to play. Gavin Body going to try a three-pointer, and it's no good for the Bears. Chapman now with the basketball again. He's driving, and he's going to be fouled by number 10, Nathaniel Rogers, and it's called on the floor. Rogers with his first foul of the ball game here. And we got a sub coming in. We got number 10 going to replace Chapman here on the floor. Here you give it into number 10. 10 gives it over to number 2. That is Rowe. Rowe's going to try a three-pointer. Hits it off the backboard, and it's good. Excuse me, that was number 3. Smothers with his first 3 points of the season. Cray with the basketball. Gives it over to double zero, Blake Rogers. Rogers at the corner. Now gives it over to Body. Back outside to Rogers. He thought about the three-pointer. Going to drive inside. Puts it up off the glass and in. Impressive play there by double zero, Blake Rogers. Now here we go with number 13 for the Warhawks. He's going to drive inside. Number 4 is, puts it up off the backboard and in, but they're going to call that foul on the floor. That foul called on number 10. That is his second foul, and that is Nathaniel Rogers. Got to be careful there. Nathaniel Rogers, Mammoth Springs' best shooter on the floor. They're going to give it into number 10. He's picked up by number 30. That is Odell. Now the three-pointer shot from Smothers. That's up on the way, and it's no good. They're going to call a foul. Well, they have been easy calling the fouls tonight here in the Izzard County High School Gymnasium. They're going to call that foul on number 13. That is his first foul of the game. Bear basketball now with 30 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We're all knotted up at 9 points as the Bears take on the Warhawks. Now Braden Cray with the basketball. Cray near midcourt, 17 seconds to play. Now down to 15. Odell with the basketball. Odell gives it over to Jones. Now outside to Cray. Cray's going to drive inside, put it up off the glass, and it's good. Cray now with his fourth point. 11-9 our score. 3 seconds to play. Number 10 with the basketball. Stolen by Cray. And at the horn. No shot. to even count. 11-9 our score. Mammoth Spring leads by 2. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
I want to take this time to say thank you to some of your Mammoth Spring Beer boosters. That includes the First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Clary Funeral Home in Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Forsler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, and the Carter Funeral Home located in West Plains and Thayer. Your Mammoth Spring boosters helping bring the game to you tonight here on K-Country 95. Lady Bears pick up a win 59-50. They pick up their first win to put it in the win column, 1-0 to start the season. Cray with the basketball now for the Bears, gives it over to Jones. Jones on the outside gives it over to Rogers. Rogers drives, gives it outside to Odell. And that is Blake Rogers. Nathaniel Rogers on the bench with 2 fouls. Cray with the basketball, gets it taken away by number 10. He's going to get a foul called on him, and that is, see, number 5, Cray. That is his first foul of the ball game. Cray with 4 points, Mammoth Springs' leading scorer so far tonight. Number 13 with the basketball now for the Warhawks. Gives it over to number 4. 4 back down to number 13. 13 back over to 10 at the wing. Going to give it over to number 4 at the top of the key. Now over to number 3, Smothers. Smothers gives it over to number 13. Now over to number 12 in the corner. Up to number 4, down low, and his shot no good. Number 10 going to get the offensive rebound, though. Puts it up for 2. Shot no good, but they're going to call a foul on the shot. And he's going to get 2 from the stripe. So 11-9 our score. Bears lead by 2, 7:15 to play in the second quarter. Number 10 going to get 2 shots from the free throw line. That foul called on number 15. That's Gavin Boddy and his first foul of the evening. So number 10, I don't know what we're waiting on here. Shooting 2 shots from the line. I think they finally got whatever that was resolved. His first one's up on the way, and it's no good. Rims out. Got one more coming here. 7:15 to play in this second quarter. 11-9 our score. 10-second one up on the way. And it's no good, but it's rebounded by number 22. That's Whitfield for the Warhawks. Now number 13 with it. 13 gives it over to number 4. Number 4 going to give it inside to number 10. Now to number 13, up for 2, no good. Shot deflected out of bounds by 00 Blake Rogers. And Cray looks like he's going to save it for the Bears. Cray with it now. 11-9, still our score. Bears lead by 2, 6:51 to play in the second quarter. They give it over to Boddy at the wing. Now over to Jones outside. Back over to Blake Rogers. Now down low to Gavin Boddy. He thought about going up. Back to Rogers now. Rogers gets it over to Cray, and it's stolen away by the Warhawks. Now up to number 10 in the wing. He goes down low to number 22. That is Whitfield. His shot no good. He's going to get fouled and go to the line for a 2-point chance here. 11-9 our score, 6:30 to play in the first half. Again, make sure you listen at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Mike Crace will have all the scores from around the area and your sports news around 7:10, again, tomorrow morning on K-Country 95 and streaming online at ecomnewsnetwork.com. Number 22, Whitfield, misses his first chance. His second one up and good, his first point on the day. Great with the basketball now for the Mammoth Spring Bears returning this season. Cray going to come across that timeline. 6:21 to play in our first half. Bray gets fouled there. Good defense by number 10. But too much there, and Bray is going to be able to draw the foul. That foul on number 10, again, his first of the day. That's his team at 6. 11-10 our score. 6:18 to play in the second quarter. They give it to Cray in the back court. Cray across the line. He's going to drive to the top of the key. Now gives it over to Rogers, where it's tipped by number 3, Smothers, and the Warhawks have it now. Now it's a loose ball on the floor. Looks like it went off the foot of number 4. Blake Rogers recovers. Rogers will give it over to Cray, and he'll bring it up the floor. Cray across the timeline. Cray at the top of the key, drives inside, puts up a 2-point floater, no good. But it's going to be Curtis Michaels with the rebound, and it's up for 2 and good. Curtis Michaels, number 23, with his first 2 points on the season. Good offensive rebound for him. Warhawk basketball now. Smothers with it. He gives it over to number 13 in the corner. And he's going to be fouled there. See who this foul is called on. Foul called on 00, Blake Rogers. That is his first foul of the season. Blake with 2 points here in this ball game. Nathaniel Rogers going to check back in for number 12, Odell. Garrett Odell. So number 13 with 2 opportunity at the line. He misses 1-1 opportunity, And now I'm in the Spring Bear basketball. Cray with it now. Cray at the top of the key. He gives it over to Body. Body at the wing gives it over to Blake Rogers. Rogers drives inside, gives it back outside to Cray. Cray trying to drive. Good defense there by the Warhawks. He's going to put it up off the glass. Shot no good, but he's fouled. And he's going to get 2 from the line. Cray been very beneficial for the Bears so far. He's their leading scorer with 4 points tonight. Can make it 6 right here. So Cray fouled on the shot. He's going to get 2 at the line. First one up on the way. It's off the spring box and no good. 13-10 our score. Bears have a chance to make it 14 here with this free throw. Second one, up on the way. It rims out. Curtis Michaels fighting for that rebound, though. Good play by him. And the Warhawks are going to come out with it. Number 22, that's Whitfield. He tried driving inside, gives it over to number 4 at the top of the key. Driving inside, down near the block, puts it up, no good. And it's going to be Gavin Bonney who pulls down the rebound. Now Cray with it. 13-10 our score. 4:52 to play in the second quarter. We got Nathaniel Rogers now. He gives it over to Cray. Cray back over to Nathaniel Rogers. Going to try another 3-pointer, and it rims out. No good. Cray does try to save the basketball, but it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to call that Bear basketball. Good play there by Braden Cray to save the ball. It's going to go off a defender and remain Bear basketball now. So Nathaniel Rogers going to pass in the basketball. Number 10, he gives it over to Cray. That was almost a little bit too high. He caught it, though. Coach Godwin calling out his play. Rogers, Blake Rogers, 00 with the basketball now. Gives it over to Body. Body over to Cray. Cray now over to Nathaniel Rogers, number 10. Back over to Cray. Now over to Blake Rogers. Wide open for the 3-pointer. Gives it back to Cray, though. Cray with it here with 4:17 to play. He drives inside, puts it up off the glass, and counted in the foul. Has a chance to make it an and-one opportunity from the line. Braden Cray got his 6th point on the evening. We're going to call that foul on number 10 for the Warhawks. That is his 2nd foul on the day. And his and-one opportunity, no good. Warhawks with the basketball now. They come across the timeline. Warhawks, of course, from Mount Vernon in NOLA. Number 10 with the basketball. He drives inside, gives it outside to number 4, trying a 3-pointer on the way, and it's no good. Number 22, Whitfield, going to rebound it, but it's no good. Bears regain possession. Nathaniel Rogers with the basketball now. He drove, pick up his dribble, and it's going to be a turnover on the Bears. Just could not keep his feet planted as he tried to drive inside. So Warhawk basketball now. 15-10 our score, 3:56 to play in the first half. Number 13 with it now for the Warhawks. Gives it over to number 3, Smothers. Smothers gives it over to number 4. He's going to drive inside, give it outside to number 13 for 3. No good. It's going to be pulled down by Braden Cray, but the defender, number 22, Whitfield, going to come down with the basketball. Number 3 gives it over to number 32 now. 32 gives it over to number 4. floor. Back over to number three. Tries a deep three-pointer, and it's no good. Pulled down by Blake Rogers for the Mammoth Spring Bear basketball team. Bears going to try to slow down the tempo here. Cray going to slowly bring that basketball up the floor. Cray across the timeline. Cray drives inside, gives it over to Curtis Michaels, wide open at the block, and it's up and two, up and good for two for Blake, or excuse me, Curtis Michaels, number 23 with his fourth point on the season. Number 13 with the basketball now, gives it over to number three, that's Smothers. Now over to number four, where he's going to try to drive inside and travel. Turnover on the Warhawks, Bear basketball. 17-10 our score, 2:57 to play in the first half. Curtis Michaels going to take a seat here. And Andrew Jones can check back in for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Curtis Michaels with 4 points now for the Bears in this first half. Gray with it. Gives it over to Jones. Now over to Nathaniel Rogers. Back to Jones down low. He gets it blocked. But Gavin Boddy got to keep the ball. And now they're on the floor for it. Blake Rogers has his hands on it. Andrew Jones does as well. And now Nathaniel Rogers is going to recover it for the Bears. Gray going to slow things down here. Wow, that was crazy. Now they're going to call a timeout on the floor. Coach Godwin wanting to talk things over. And we're going to take the break with them. 17-10 our score, 2:30 to play in the first half. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Back here at the Izzard County High School, 17-10 our score. Mammoth Spring Bears taking on the Mount Vernon and NOLA Warhawks. Again, 17-10 our score. Bears with the lead. 2:30 to play in the second quarter, and they're breaking up the huddle here out of the timeout. Want to thank some of your Mammoth Spring Bears sponsors. Those include Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas, and FNBC Community Bankers. Some of your Mammoth Spring Bear boosters helping you bring the game today. Brayden Cray with the basketball here for the Bears. Cray outside at the top of the key. He's going to give it over to 00 Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Cray. Back to Rogers. He's going to try a three-pointer. It rims out no good. He gets his own rebound, drives inside, and they call a jump ball on that. Possession arrow favors the Warhawks. Didn't have his ball, hands on the ball for 3 seconds, but I'm not the referee. Now here comes number 13. He has 2 points on the night, gives it over to number four. Number four gives it over to number one. Chapman with two fouls back in the ballgame. They give it down low to number four. It's up for two and good. So number four now with his 2 points on the night now. Braden Cray with the basketball. Minute 48 to play in this second quarter. 17-12 our score. Bears lead by five. Cray with the basketball. Cray gives it over to Blake Rogers. 00. Back over to Cray. Cray gets a screen set by Andrew Jones. Cray going to drive down low. Off the glass, no good. Jones with the offensive rebound. Puts it back up, and he's fouled on the shot. Looks like he's going to get two from the free throw line. A foul called on number 13 for the Warhawks. That is his second of the day. Again, Andrew Jones with two from the line here. Jones with 3 points in this ballgame already. His first one's up on the way, and it's good. So 4 points tonight by Jones. He's got one more coming. It's on the way. Up and good. Andrew Jones now with five. So Jones going to take his seat as Curtis Michaels checks in for him. Curtis also done a great job tonight with 4 points and some great effort on defense. Now here comes number 13. He gives it over to number four. Four drives down low, gives it outside to Chapman. Number one for three, and no good. Braden Cray going to try to pull down the rebound. Boddy gets it and gives it back to Cray. Cray going to give it back to Boddy. Boddy gives it over to Curtis Michaels. Michaels gives it over to Cray. Cray outside here, slowing things down. Gives it over to Boddy down low. Back outside to Blake Rogers for three. It's up on the way, and it's good. Blake Rogers with a three-point lead, or a three-pointer there. give the Mammoth Spring Bears a 10-point lead, 52 seconds to play now in this first half. Number 4 gives it over to number 13 in the corner. Number 32, excuse me, in the corner. His shot no good. Rebounded by Chapman, put back up and in for two. So the offensive rebound gets Chapman 2 points there. And the Mammoth Spring Bears take possession now with 35 seconds to play. 22-14 our score. 8-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Get my math right here in a second. Cray over to Rogers. Rogers now over to Blake Rogers. Now over to Nathaniel Rogers. Back to Cray now. Cray getting the play call from Coach Seth Godwin. Cray dribbling outside. 10 seconds to play now. Coach Godwin says go. Blake Rogers with it. Blake gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Thought about the three. Now over to Cray. 2 seconds to play. Cray's got put up a shot, no good. Curtis with the offensive rebound, counts the bucket, and it's good. Curtis Michaels with a buzzer beater to end the first half. 24-14 our score. Mammoth Spring Bears take a 10-point lead to the locker room. We've got 8 minutes on the board for halftime. We'll be back with some halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
24-14 our score at halftime. Mammoth Spring Bears with a 10-point lead. Back after the break with some halftime stats for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Double zero Blake Rogers with 5 points tonight. Brayden Cray, number 5, he has 6 points on the night as well. Gavin Bonney with just 2 tonight. Curtis Michael is an impressive night for him off the bench. He's got 6 points and had that buzzer beater to take the Bears into the locker room. Andrew Jones, number 32 for the Bears, has 5 points tonight as well. On the other side of the scorebook, we see Chapman, number 1, with 6 points. Smothers has 3 tonight. Whitfield with 1. And number 13 with 2 points. Number 4 with 2 points as well. Again, 24-14, our halftime score. We've got about 5 minutes till we're set to tip off the second half. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Well, 2:46 on the clock, still here in halftime. Both teams have retaken the floor and are shooting some shots to warm up for the second half. 24-14 our score here on K-Country 95 and the Ecom Sports Network. Even though it's a 10-point margin, been a lot closer game than the score does indicate. Hey, I want to thank some of your Mammoth Spring Bear boosters tonight. That includes the First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, the Cleary Funeral Home in Alton Thayer in Mammoth Spring, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland in Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton in Thayer, and the Carter Funeral Home in West Plains in Thayer. We're going to step away for a little bit longer. We're back in 2 minutes with your second half on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And welcome back here to the Izzard County High School. Just getting underway in our second half. Braden Cray with the basketball now for the Mammoth Spring Bears. 24-10 our score. Low scoring game. Good defense by both teams. Garrett O'Dell with the basketball now. He's going to drive inside. Put it up for two. No good. fought for his own rebound, but number three, that is Smothers, going to pull down the rebound for the Warhawks. He gives it up to Chapman. Chapman going to drive in for two, and it's off the backboard and good. Braden Cray with the basketball now. Cray still not across the timeline, gives it over to Boddy. Boddy back to Cray, and they're across. Braden Cray going to draw a foul, though. They're going to call that foul on number 13. Excuse me, number 22. That's Whitfield, and that is his second of the ball game. Cray with the basketball now. 7:20 to play in this third quarter. Boddy gives it over to Blake Rogers, double zero. Rogers gives it down low to Curtis Michaels. Back to Rogers. They're going to lose the basketball on a tip. They give it over to Chapman. Chapman going to drive inside, and he's fouled by Boddy. A weak foul there called by the officials. That's Boddy's second foul of the ball game. 7:06 to play here in this third quarter. 24-16 our score. Bears lead it by 8. Warhawks with it now. They're going to inbound it down near the baseline on their end. They give it over to number 5. That is Pure. Pure back in the ballgame. Back over to Chapman. Now over to Smothers. Smothers going to give it over to number 4. You're seeing the starting 5 that you've seen at the beginning of the ballgame. They give it back to Chapman. Chapman going to try a 3-pointer deep, and it's good. Chapman with a 3-pointer to kick off the second half, and he has 11 points on the night. Cray with the basketball now for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Cray comes across the timeline, needs some help, gives it over to Boddy. Boddy gives it down low to Blake Rogers. Rogers sets his feet. Now he needs somebody to pass the basketball to. Gives it over to Boddy. Boddy off the backboard. He's going to get fouled on the shot. Shot no good, but he's going to get two chances from the free throw line. 24-19 our score. Bears lead it by 5. Chapman chipped that away with a 3-pointer just a moment ago. Have fouled a call on number 22. That is Whitfield, his third of the night. Gavin Boddy's first one up on the way, and it's good. Boddy with 3 points in this game tonight. Boddy has one more on the way here. It's up on the way, and it's good. Boddy now with 4 points. Chapman going to bring the ball up the floor here for the Warhawks. Gives it over to number 13. 13 skips it across and stolen by Gavin Boddy. Boddy pushing it down the floor, puts it up for two. Call it a charge. Mammoth fans don't like that one. Warhawk fans love it. Don't really know what to tell you. He was set down there at the bottom of the floor. He's going to call that one a charge. Call that one any day. Good defensive play there. That foul called on number 15. And that's Gavin Boddy and his third foul. Mammoth fans giving him some heckling for that. Number 5 with the basketball, Pure. Pure gives it over to Chapman. Now over to number 3, Smothers. Smothers gives it to the corner to number 4. Back over to number 5. That is Pure. Number 4 going to let one fly out of the 3-point line, and it's good. Number 4 with 5 points now on the night. That 3-point shot brings it within 4 for the Warhawks. Mount Vernon Enola. Good defense here on Braden Cray, number 5 for the Bears. Cray needs some help. Gives it over to number 10, Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers, now he needs some help. Gives it back to Cray. And Cray going to get fouled there. They're going to call it foul on number 13. That is his third foul in the game. Mount Vernon's coach not very happy with him for that foul. Again, his third one on the night. 13 has 2 points in the ball game. Cray with the basketball. Gives it over to double zero, Blake Rogers. Rogers gives it back over to Cray. Now we're to Nathaniel Rogers. Wide open for three, and it's good. Nathaniel Rogers with a 3-pointer on the night. And that is, let's see here, trying to find him on my score sheet. His first 3 in the ball game. So another 3-point attempt by Chapman. It's going to be no good. Andrew Jones able to save that ball out of bounds. It was going to be off the Bears, but he throws it off of number 4 out of bounds. Bear basketball now. Cray with it. He's going to bring it up the floor slowly. Bears kind of set the pace here. 29-22 our score. 5 minutes to play in this third quarter. Cray with it now. Cray at the wing. He gives it over to Blake Rogers. Double zero. Wide open for 3, and it's good. Back-to-back 3-pointers for the Mammoth Spring Bears, and Blake Rogers, number 00, with his 8th point on the night. Chapman with it here. Chapman gives it over to number four. Four outside to number three. That's Smothers. Smothers gives it back to Chapman as he drives inside. No good. And Braden Prey with the defensive rebound here off the tip by a defender down low. And now they're going to call a foul on Braden Prey as they went in for the steal. Reach-in foul called on number four. And that's going to be his, looks like his first foul of the game. Gavin Boddy, or excuse me, not Gavin Boddy. Nathaniel Rogers going to pass in the ball here. Prey with it now. Prey gives it over to Blake Rogers. Now down low to Jones. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by a defender. It's going to be Bear basketball still. 4:21 to play in this third quarter. 32-22, our score. Bears lead it by 10. They give it outside to Boddy. Boddy over to Prey. Prey back over to Nathaniel Rogers. Another three-pointer on the way. No good. Gavin Boddy tips the offensive rebound out to Prey. They're going to call that a foul on the floor, or on the shot, excuse me. Could have called that a charge. We can call it on the shot, though, and a blocking foul. Good setup there by that Mount Vernon defender. I'm trying to get his number here. He's leaned over. He hit the floor hard. Number four there, great defense by him. He's going to pick up his second foul on the night, though. Braden Cray drove in, drew the foul, and now he'll get two from the line. 34-22 our score with 4:12 to play in the third quarter. Braden Cray again, two from the line. His first one up on the way, and it's good. The second one up on the way, and it's good as well. Braden Cray with 8 points now in the ballgame. 35-22 our score. Let's give it across to number 13 outside. Give it over to number 4. Now down low to number 10. He's going to put it up for two, and it's good. Number 10 with his first 2 points on the season. And now Braden Cray with the basketball. Cray. Kind of slowing things down again here. That's the way Mammoth Spring plays, is slow tempo offense and keep the ball in their hands. Wide open outside, Nathaniel Rogers thought about the three. He doesn't shoot it. Gives it to Boddy in the corner. Boddy gives it over to Prey. Prey double teamed at the top of the circle. You've got to help him out. They give it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Back to Prey now. Prey at the top of the key. Gives it over to Andrew Jones. That shot no good as it goes out of bounds now. And we've got a hurt player on the floor. Looks like he's really hurting. Looks like he landed weird on his leg. Coach going to come out at mid-floor and help him. .35-24 our score. We're going to be back in 30.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
Back after the injury timeout. Looks like the player is going to be all right. He hit the floor really weird there. Not sure what the injury will be, but we'll keep you updated if we hear anything on that. Now Vernon Enola with the basketball. Now they're going to give it over to Chapman. His shot up for two, and it's good. 35-26 now our score. Bears basketball now. Braden Cray with it again. Still not across the timeline. Boddy does cross with the basketball now after the pass from Cray. Cray is going to have to recover the ball in the backcourt. Boddy tried to throw it to him, just not in time. Turnover there on the Bears.
Yeah, he hurt his back.
Now number 13 with the basketball. Looks like number 22, that is Whitfield, the injured player on the bench. Number 12, excuse me, on the bench, the injured player. Number 10 with the basketball now. 10 gives it over to Chapman. Chapman now over to number 13. He drives inside near the corner. Now down low to Chapman. Chapman shot up and good for 2 points. Chapman now with his 15th point on the night. Chapman, or excuse me, Braden Cray now outside to Nathaniel Rogers. He's going to try a three-pointer. It's on the way. No good. They're going to call a foul on Andrew Jones. That's going to be his second foul of the ball game. Timeout on the floor called by, well, it looks like Mount Vernon and NOLA wanting to talk things over. We're going to take a timeout with them. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its Great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Back here at the Izzard County High School, where we are set to get this rest of the third quarter underway. 2:14 left to play here. Again, in our third quarter, 35-28 our score. Bears with a 7-point lead now. Smothers has the basketball. He's going to bring it up the floor for the Warhawks. Now he gives it over to number 13. 13 gives it back over to Chapman. He's number 1. Now over to number 5, Fure. Fure gives it over to number 3, Smothers. Smothers over to Chapman. Now over to 13. Now back over to Fure. Fure gives it back over to Smothers. Smothers gives it down low to number 13. Going to put it up off the glass. Shot no good, but a foul called. And he's going to get 2 from the free throw line. That foul called on number 00 for the Mammoth Spring Bears. That is Blake Rogers, his second on the night. Number 13 going to have a chance at 2 shots from the free throw line. His first one's up on the way, and it rims out. No good. Number 13 with 2 points on the night, also adding 3 fouls to the scoreboard. Number 13 has one more on the way. Second one up, and it is good. So number 13 now with 3 points on the night. 1 minute 49 to play here in this third quarter. Gavin Boddy comes across the timeline. It gets tipped up. Boddy saves it, though. Excuse me, that was Cray on the tip that saved it. Boddy recovers. They tried throwing it down low to Curtis, but he wasn't able to recover the pass. And Chapman ran all the way down the floor. Score for 2 for the Mount Vernon and NOLA Warhawks. 17 points now on the game for Chapman. He's their leading scorer of the night. Nathaniel Rogers with the basketball, number 10. He gives it over to Cray. Cray drives down low, gives it outside. Before the pass, Cray traveled, though. He drug his foot. They're going to call that a travel every day. 1:18 to play in the third quarter. Bears turn it over. 35-31 our score, folks. We've got a good game, but good finish in store. Don't go away. We've got number 3 with the basketball. That's Smothers. Smothers gives it over to Rowe. Back over to Smothers. Now back over to number 5. That's Bure. Bure gives it over to Chapman. Chapman going to give it to number 3. Smothers for a 3-pointer, and it's good. A 3-point shot by Smothers, and that's his 6th point of the night. Puts him within 1 of the Mammoth Spring Bears. 35-34 our score, 48 seconds to play in the third quarter. They're going to give it over to Boddy, about turn the ball over again. Bears do turn the ball over, number 13 with it now. Boddy turned over the basketball, number 13 scores, and that gives them a 1-point lead over the Mammoth Spring Bears. Timeout on the floor. Mammoth Spring wanting to talk things over after that turnover. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Back here on the Ecom Sports Network, our score right now, 36-35. Mount Vernon and NOLA with the lead. 34 seconds to play in this third quarter, and we have got a timeout on the floor. Mammoth Spring wanting to talk things over. a bad turnover at a really bad time for the Mammoth Spring Bears, and Mount Vernon took advantage of it, scoring two off that possession, and now take a two-point lead. Bears continuing to talk things over. Refs telling them time to break it up now.
Come on, Blue!
Blake Roger is going to pass the basketball in under the goal. Looks like Braden Cray, going to bring it up the floor. Cray with it. Gives it over to Boddy. Boddy gives it back to Cray. Cray, needing some help now, gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Thought about the three-pointer, gives it back over to Cray. Back to Nathaniel Rogers, pump fakes the three, gives it back to Cray. Cray with it now. Cray gives it outside to Blake Rogers. Double zero for a three, and it's good with 10 seconds to play in our third quarter. Blake Rogers with his 11th point now with 4 seconds to go. They give it outside to number 10 for Mount Vernon. He puts it up at the horn. No good. And the Bears with a two-point lead to end the third quarter. 38-36 our score. Bears lead it by two. We're back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
What a game it has been for the Mammoth Spring Bears. 38-36 our score. Just retook the lead after a great offensive possession there by the Bears to end the third quarter. 38-36 our score. 7:57 to play in the fourth quarter. Don't go anywhere. We've got a great game in store. A three-pointer by number three, Smothers, for the Warhawks is no good. And it's Bears basketball now. Boddy with it. Boddy gives it over to number 00. That's Blake Rogers. Back to Boddy. Boddy driving inside. Outside to a wide open Nathaniel Rogers for three. No good. Boddy on the offensive rebound. Off the glass, and it's good. Gavin Boddy puts it up for two, and that makes it his sixth point on the night. 40-36 our score. Chapman with it now. Chapman gives it over to Pure. Pure over to Smothers. Smothers back over to Chapman. Chapman at the wing. Gives it over to Rowe. Back over to Chapman now. Chapman outside at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble, gives it over to number 13 for three. It's off the spring box, no good. Number three, Smothers with the offensive rebound, gives it back to Chapman for three. And it's good. It rimmed out and went back in. 40-39 our score. Got a good game in store. Don't go anywhere, folks. Gray with the basketball. Gives it over to Boddy. Boddy back over to Nathaniel Rogers. Gray with it now. Cray loses the ball, but he's going to be fouled on that. They're going to call him on number one, Chapman, and that is his third foul of the ball game. Almost a saving foul there for the Bears. Number one, Chapman, has 23 points in this ball game tonight. Cray with it. They send it way back into the backcourt. The Bears got to get it across the timeline now. Cray with it. Cray needs some help. He loses the basketball. He needs a teammate to help him out there. He nearly lost it there towards the midcourt line. Boddy picks it up, though. Boddy gives it over to Nathaniel Rogers. Rogers back over to Cray. Cray at the top of the key gives it outside to Blake Rogers for three. It's on the way, no good, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Jones. It's going to be white basketball, though. And they're going to call a timeout on the floor here. Officials timeout. Looks like the floor is wet. May need to get a towel on the floor. Coach Godwin doesn't like that call. Andrew Jones, he thought he had the basketball. Kept it in bounds. Coach Godwin saying you've got to get those offensive rebounds, though. Have to agree with him. Crucial play down there on the other end for the Mammoth Spring Bears. 40-39 our score, 6:15 to play in the fourth quarter, and we're back underway now. Smothers will give it in to number 13. Smothers gives it to number 10. 10 with it now. He drives inside, gives it outside to Chapman. Chapman trying another three-pointer, and he airballs it. No good. Craig going to pass it up ahead to Gavin Boddy. Boddy driving down the floor, puts it off the glass. His layup, no good. You've got to make those. And now Gavin Boddy commits the foul after the rebound by Mount Vernon and Nola. Pardon me, it looks like foul called on number 32, Andrew Jones. That is his third foul of the night. Boddy was down there with Jones. It was going to be an either-way foul there. Again, 40-39 our score. Mount Vernon and Nola with the basketball now. 5:53 to play in our fourth quarter. Puree with the basketball. Gives it over to number 10. 10 gives it over to 13. 13 at the top of the key. Gives it back to Smothers. Smothers down low to Chapman. And they're going to call. Looks like a push-off here on the Mammoth Spring Bears, or over the back foul. Can't really tell what the ref indicated there. Had a mixed signal. That foul called on Andrew Jones. That is now his fourth foul of the game. He's going to take a seat. Curtis Michaels coming in to replace him off the bench. Curtis had a very good game so far, scoring 6 points for the Bears, and great on defense as well. Chapman with the basketball. He's going to drive up off the rim. No good. And he wanted a foul on that play, but Curtis Michaels was set up for a charge, if anything. Now Chapman going to be called for a foul as Cray was dribbling down the floor, and that is his fourth foul. So with 23 points in this ballgame, Chapman commits his fourth foul. He's going to have to be really careful now. Chapman doesn't like that play call, but can't go up and try to steal the ball away from the defender if it's on the other side you're stealing it from. Braden Cray at the line now for the 1-1 bonus. Cray's first one up on the way. It sinks it good. Cray will have a chance to make it a 10-point night ball game for him so far. We got a couple of subs checking in here. Whitfield going to check in for number one, Chapman. Again, Chapman with his fourth foul. Whitfield has three. 41-39 our score. 5:30 to play in the fourth quarter. Braden Cray's second free throw up on the way, and it's good. 10 points for Braden Cray tonight. Number 13 with it now. 13 outside, drives down low, pass it outside to number 22, Whitfield. Whitfield with it. Gives it outside to number 10. 10 back over to number 13 at the wing. Now over to Smothers in the corner. Smothers pass it outside to Fure. Fure with it now. Gives it back over to Smothers. Smothers with the basketball. He gives it over to number 13. 13 outside, gives it to number 10. 10 almost lost control of the basketball there, but he regains possession of it. Smothers with it now, pass it down low, stolen by Curtis Michaels and stolen back by the Mount Vernon Enola Warhawks. Whitfield had the steal there. 5 with the basketball. Fure gives it over to number 13. 13 down the baseline, gives it over to number 22. That's Whitfield, and he traveled with the basketball trying to put up the layup. Now Vernon coach wanted a foul call on that. Doesn't get it. It's going to be Bear basketball. Craig going to bring the ball up the floor now. A great game. 42-39 our score. 4:34 to play in the fourth quarter. And Braden Cray's going to get fouled by Mount Vernon defender, number 10. And that's his third foul on the night. 2 points there for number 10. Braden Cray now back to the line. Braden has 10 points on the night, has a chance to make it 12 right here. Braden's first shot up on the way on the 1-1. It's good. Braden has one more coming here from the stride. Braden's second shot up on the way, and it's good. 12 points now for Braden Cray on an impressive night. And let's see here. Odell checking in for Nathaniel Rogers, number 10, as he takes a seat. Smothers with the basketball now. Gives it over to Fure. Gavin Boddy knocks it out of bounds. Still going to be Warhawk basketball. Great play there defensively by Gavin Boddy. Chapman going to check back in here for Fure. Chapman with four fouls. Going to have to be careful. 4:24 to play in this fourth quarter. He's still got a while on those four fouls. Smothers. He's going to pass it in now. Smothers gets it stolen away by Garrett Odell. Garrett Odell with the basketball. Gives it over to Cray. Now they're going to slow things back down. Cray gives it over to 00. That is Blake Rogers. Now over to Cray. Cray now over to Gavin Boddy. Boddy puts it up off the glass. A spin move. And it's good for two. Great play there by Gavin Boddy. Boddy with 8 points on the night now. Chapman with the basketball. He gives it over to Smothers. It's going to roll out of bounds. Deflected out of bounds there again by Gavin Boddy. And great play on defense again. It's going to be Still Warhawk basketball. Good defensive play there by Boddy. Chapman with it now. He's got four fouls. Got to be careful. And Braden Cray going to call. We're going to get going to foul him. Looks like he reached in there. That is Braden Cray's fourth foul on the night. So two essential players on both sides of the basketball now have four fouls. Chapman at the line. He has 23 points tonight. Got a chance to make it 25 right here. First one's up on the way. It's good. He's got one more coming here. Bears lead at 46-39 with 3:54 to play. Timeout on the floor. Mount Vernon and Ola calling it. Again, Bears lead 46-39 with 3:54 to play. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
And welcome back here to the Izzard County High School. Mammoth Springs Bears lead at 46-40. Our score with 3:54 to play in the fourth quarter. We've got a great ending in store for us tonight. Mammoth Springs Bears have caught the turnover bug a little bit the second quarter into the third quarter, but look to recover here in the fourth quarter. And now let's see here. 46-40, our score. Chapman has one more on the way. It's up on the way off the Springboks. No good. Mount Vernon's going to recover it, though. Whitfield with it. Whitfield gives it over to number 13. Now over to Smothers. Smothers gets it to Chapman for three. No good. And Curtis Michaels pulls down the rebound. Number 10 going to get it back, though. He misses the layup. Curtis gets the rebound again. And now here we go with Gavin Boddy for Mammoth Spring. Gavin gives it over to Michaels, and Michaels loses the basketball. Number one, Chapman, pushing it down the floor, off the glass, and his layup is good. 26 points tonight. 46-42, our score. Gray with the basketball. Gives it over to Rogers. Rogers loses the basketball, and now Gray gets it back for the Bears. Crazy possession here by the Bears, and now the Warhawks recovering. 13 with the basketball. Drives inside, puts it up for two, no good. Whitfield with the offensive rebound. Now back to number 13 for the Warhawks. They give it over to Smothers. Now over to Chapman. He drives inside. It's off the leg of... Wow, I don't know about that one. Looks like it was off the leg of Chapman there as it went out of bounds, but they say it is Warhawk basketball. Coach Godwin arguing that one. And the referee arguing right back with him. So an interesting call there with 2:58 to play. Warhawks with the basketball. Smothers tries a three, and it's no good. Gavin Boddy pulls down the rebound. Boddy is finally called for a foul. Boddy was not called for the foul, but Boddy had the basketball, and he drew the foul finally after some physical altercation there. 13 with his fourth foul tonight. You'll have to be careful with 2:52 to play. Other four. Chapman has four fouls on him tonight. Boddy at the free throw line for the Bears. He has 8 points tonight. His first one up on the way, and it's good. He's got one more coming tonight. Boddy, 9 points tonight. Shoots his second up on the way, and it's good. Now crosses into the double-digit margin. 2:51 to play. 48-42. Bears lead it by six. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman gives it over to Whitfield. Whitfield down low to Chapman. Up for two, and it's in off the rim. Chapman now with 28 points. Boddy with it. Boddy gives it over to Rogers. Rogers gives it over to Cray. Cray now over to Nathaniel Rogers. And they're going to call a timeout. Coach Godwin, save his team from the 10-second warning there. He's going to talk things over. 48-44 our score, 2:26 to play in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Want to take this moment to thank some of your Mammoth Spring Bears sponsors, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, as you just heard there, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas, FNBC Community Bankers, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey and staff at the dental clinic there in Mammoth Spring, the Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, the Car Doctor Crew in Thayer, the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, and the Mammoth Spring School District. That's your Mammoth Spring Bears sponsors bringing you the game tonight. You're on the Ecom Sports Network. We've got a great ending in store, like I just said. 2:26 to play in the fourth quarter. Bears have the basketball and the lead by four. 48-44 our score right now. Trey with the basketball. He trips up and it's stolen.